The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the second episode of Not Your Typical with me, not your typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. Happy New Year. I'm so excited for the new year. It's 2022. By the time you guys listen to this episode, it should be the third. Yeah, it should be the 3rd of January because I'm posting this on Mondays. You guys know I post every single Monday. So this is our second Monday. Before we get into the episode, I have to give a huge thank you to all of you because after launching the first episode, I was blown away by like all of the support, all the messages, reshares. You guys, we literally hit top 100 in all Apple podcasts in the category that I'm in. We were number 54, which was insane. Within the first 24 hours, we hit top 100. I'm like still blown away by that. So obviously I just have to say a huge thank you. Like I could not be here without you guys and I just love you so much. But let's get into today's topic of the episode. I'm talking about habits I quit to find my best self in 2021. Obviously it's the new year. I know a lot of you guys have New Year's resolutions, which you already know that I have a million New Year's resolutions. I hope that you guys do too. I don't want to overwhelm myself and put too much on my plate, but I have so much expectation for the next year. And I'm just like so excited to get started on reaching all of my goals and everything. So I felt like this episode would be good to put out just like all of the habits that I gave up, everything that I stopped doing to reach my goals. I feel like I always talk about things that I did do and like the habits that I do day to day that helped me reach my goals, but I don't really talk about the habits that I stopped doing. So I got this episode idea just from a TikTok that I made a week ago. I like mentioned these topics and you guys like responded really well to the TikTok. So I thought that I should expand and actually make it into a whole episode. So if you guys aren't following me on TikTok, definitely go there at Caitlin Nolan. Same with my Instagram. I post super similar content to this on there. So let's get into it, starting with the first segment, not your typical obsession or opinion of the week. If you guys listened to my first episode, you know I'm doing segments in every single episode. Expect to hear this at the beginning. So my unpopular opinion of the week, something I'm obsessed with that I feel like not everyone is, and that's staying in and just like laying low. What I mean by this is I used to always feel like the week before New Year's and like in between Christmas and New Year's was like needed to just be so full and be going out, going to restaurants, doing this, doing that. And I feel like my mindset has just changed, maybe because I have a new puppy, maybe because I'm just like turning into a grandma, I don't know. But this entire week, I've just enjoyed so much just like resting, laying low. I haven't done like any intense workouts this week. I did like one yoga session and I watched an entire season of Emily in Paris, which by the way, if you guys haven't seen that yet, you need to watch it. It's my favorite show on Netflix. It's almost as good as Gossip Girl. I'm not kidding. And I'm a huge Gossip Girl fan. I've watched Gossip Girl over beginning to end like 7 times and I'm comparing it to that. So you guys have to watch Emily in Paris if you haven't. But yeah, I watched entire season of that. I actually went back to the first season and started watching it again just because I finished the second season so quick. And yeah, we've been ordering dinner in instead of going out and just like literally just resting 24/7. And it's been amazing. I haven't really had a lot of work stuff this week. And if you guys remember my last episode, I said I was going to focus on the word present. And that's exactly what I did all week. It felt amazing. And I feel like it recharged me for this week. So if you guys have been looking for a sign you feel burnt out, like definitely just take a week to rest, recharge, do the things that you know, like refuel you because it feels so good. And I feel like it actually pushed me to feel ready for this next week, which let's get into my word of the week for this week, which is actually going to be grind. And the reason why it's going to be grind is because I did take such a chill, like, off week that I feel like fully ready to just like jump right in this week. I really want to work out my 5 times a week. That's the number that I really feel good at. And every single day isn't going to be like an intense workout, but I want to get to the gym 5 times a week or go on a walk, do something movement wise, just because that's when I feel my best. Obviously, everyone's going to be different and everyone works out a different amount. Everyone has different lifestyles. You guys know I work from home, so I don't really move a lot throughout the day unless I'm like going on a walk, going to work out. So my goal this week is to definitely grind in the gym. Also, just getting back into the grind of work. I want to pump out a bunch of YouTube videos for you guys this year. I want to get back to being like productive around my house, cleaning, organizing, grocery shopping, just like grinding, you know, everything that comes with really feeling my best. Like, I just want to grind this week. I'm feeling optimistic. I feel like this week is going to be really good. And yeah, I'm just so excited. The fact that it's 2022 is the best thing ever. The beginning of a new year is my favorite time of the year. I'm always so motivated. I love like fresh starts, beginnings. I'm like a Monday person. You guys know this, a beginning of the month person. So a new year is like literally me turning into a new person. It's so motivating to me. So let's get into my New Year's resolutions, because I always set New Year's resolutions. I feel like it's a way for me to stay on track for the new year and stay motivated. You guys know I'm very, very goal oriented. I'm like a to-do list person. I write out the things that I want to achieve. I'm also like a very visual person. So for me, I do write out my New Year's goals. I also make like vision boards and stuff on Pinterest. So some of my New Year's resolutions this year are staying hydrated. I feel like that's one of my number one things. For me, water intake is one of the hardest things in my healthy lifestyle. I don't know why. I think just because like sometimes when things are out of sight, it's out of mind for me. So if I like don't fill up my water bottle, don't bring it with me, like I just forget. So that's like one of my number one things. I really want to stay hydrated. I always feel my best when I'm drinking water. My skin looks the best. And yeah, that's like one of my top goals. Another goal of mine is sticking to a skincare routine. I do have a skincare routine, but I'm definitely one of those people who can fall asleep with makeup on. Don't hate me for that. I feel like a lot of people just like cringe at the thought of that, but I used to fall asleep with my makeup on every single day. So the fact that like 9.9 out of 10 times I take my makeup off at night now is a win. But yeah, I can definitely fall asleep without makeup on. I can work out with makeup, and I really want to focus on like my skin this year. And that also comes with like glowing from the inside. So I'm excited to just like feel glowy, feel confident. I feel like, I don't know, I just like love feeling super clean. Another thing is like clean products, like clean makeup products, clean skincare. I just like really want to learn more about that and get into that, because I just don't really look at that. I know like Sephora has its own section on their website for clean makeup. So I'm excited to like look at all of those. If you guys have any products that are clean makeup products that you love, definitely let me know, because I need to try out like a bunch, and maybe I'll do like a YouTube video or a podcast talking about like what my favorite products are after trying a bunch of them this year. Another goal of mine this year is going to be going on daily walks, which I incorporated a lot at the end of 2021. And I realized like it really does make me feel so much better. I think it really helps my fitness progress, yes, but it also really helps my mental state, which I've struggled with anxiety pretty much my whole life. And a huge reason why I do live like a healthy lifestyle and I work out is for the mental benefits as well. So definitely like going on walks, listening to a podcast, unplugging from like scrolling on Instagram and TikTok has really helped my mental and physical health at the end of 2021. So I really want to carry that into 2022. Also, just like being in the sun is such a mood booster for me. And I live in Arizona, which is really easy to get in the sun. So I'm excited for that. And then lastly, this was actually one of my last year's New Year's resolutions, and I really, really did work on it. And the benefits were so good of it. So I'm going to do it again this year. And that's really, really working on growing my friendships and relationships in my life. And what I mean by that is like saying yes more, asking people to hang out, texting people, asking them how they are, starting conversations, and just like really focusing on being a good friend, stuff like that. So I'm definitely gonna be focusing on that a lot this year. I'm trying to think if I have any like funny, like little New Year's resolutions that I'm gonna set for myself that I wanna focus on this year, like little things like flossing more, or I don't know, I'm trying to think, because not every single New Year's resolution has to be this like deep, serious topic, which I think that I'm just like a very deep person, so most of mine are. But maybe like not going to Starbucks as much, because if you guys follow me on literally any platform, you know I go to Starbucks at least once a day. Sometimes I go twice a day. I don't even want to admit that, because my bank account literally hates me. But it's more the act of going and getting a coffee that I love. So maybe I actually don't want to take that out of my routine. because I do enjoy it. But yeah, maybe like spending less money on coffee out. But those are the things that I'm going to be focusing on this year. Having like a clear idea of what I want is really important. And you can obviously tell they're very achievable goals. I'm such a realist type of person. I'm not going to put a goal on my New Year's resolutions list that is unachievable. I want to cross them off at the end of the year. I'm the type of person who looks back and really does see if I did achieve my goals. So I'm very realistic. I feel like that's a good way to achieve your goals, is being like honest, real, and realistic with yourself. So this is your reminder to go set your New Year's resolutions after you listen to this episode. Be specific and also share them with me, because you guys know I love to like hear your guys' side of everything. So we all know the way to reach your goals is to like implement new habits and to like remind yourself of those goals and like wake up with an intention. And I also feel like it's important to be in tune with what isn't working. I feel like I've actually mastered figuring out just like what doesn't work in my life. So let's get into the 7 things that I completely took out of my routine that have helped me reach my goals today. Hopefully this inspires you guys to kind of just like reevaluate, look at your life, see the things that aren't making you feel your best, and replace them with habits that do. So the first one is actually going to the grocery store without a grocery list. I stopped doing this because, one, I would just buy random ingredients that don't equal meals. So when it came time to cooking, I was frustrated. Nothing sounded good. And at the end of the day, I've already done so much. Like, my brain is just burnt out. I'm like decision fatigued. So trying to think of a meal in that moment just is not going to happen. So what I actually do is write out meal plans for my week, or like recipe ideas for the week. I definitely like end up switching them around. But when I go to the grocery store, I want to make sure that I'm getting everything that I need in my fridge. Sometimes I do this for like 3 days at a time, 2 days at a time, a week at a time, just like depending what my week looks like. Luckily, I live like right next to Whole Foods, like dangerously close. I walk there like every single day. So I don't need to grocery shop for 7 days and have that stocked in my tiny fridge. But when I do grocery shop, I have like actual recipes in my mind and a list of groceries that I need to get. That way it just makes my life so much more easy throughout the week. We've all been there when we're like staring at our fridge. We don't want to cook. We don't want to think of a recipe. So we just go spend more money even though we already have groceries in the fridge. So yeah, grocery shopping with intention, having a list. Obviously, I end up buying like random stuff too. That's completely fine with me. Like, I love having extra options and stuff like that. But I want to at least have an idea of like what recipes I can make and have those available for me in the fridge. So definitely one of my favorite things that I've implemented this past year. Number 2 might sound like the easiest habit you've ever heard, or the hardest habit, but not checking my phone in the morning. I do look at my phone. Obviously, like, I don't live with my family. I live on my own. So when I wake up in the morning, which lately it's been at 7 a.m. every single morning, thank you to my puppy Coco, I look at the time. I make sure I don't have any missed calls, whatever. I don't have any of my notifications on though, so I don't like see any like Instagram or anything like that, which I love. But for the next 30 minutes of being awake, that's like my time for my morning routine, which I do every single day. I think that I've been doing my morning routine for like 2 years now, and it's my favorite part of every single day. It's like my reset every single morning. I have this routine and I'm staying off my phone. I'm not scrolling on social media. I've definitely like lost sight of my morning routine periodically. Like, we all go through like ups and downs and ruts, and I feel 200 times better when I stick to my morning routine, when I don't go on my phone in the morning. I don't know if it's because social media is my job, but I just feel like there's really no benefit of scrolling on social media first thing in the morning. Also at night too, like, I don't need to be scrolling on social media to fall asleep. I'd way rather put on Netflix, read a book, listen to music, probably not listen to a podcast because then I would just be like very motivated. But you know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to start my day scrolling. And it actually sounds way easier than it is, because especially if you're already in the habit of it, breaking that habit was really hard, but definitely worth it. And I feel like once you start to notice how much better you feel after not scrolling first thing in the morning, like, you won't even reach for your phone anymore. At least I don't. So I feel like that's a habit that you guys could definitely try out yourselves. And yeah, just such a small thing that's made such a huge difference in like my day-to-day life. Okay, 5 is definitely like a very niche fitness topic, which is negative self-talking during my workouts. This is huge, and you might even not realize that you've done this before or that you do this constantly, but I used to be the type of person who would be working out, like, say I'm running and I start to get out of breath, or I just like want to stop, I would be so in my head, like literally saying things like, oh my God, you suck. Like, why can't you run a mile? Why do you have to stop already? Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, I would literally be in my head bullying myself. Like, what? Why am I bullying myself? Clearly nothing good is going to come from belittling your progress. So I don't know. I just feel like it's actually such a common thing to negative self-talk during workouts. It's not motivating. Like, this is not the type of motivation we need to become better. So I've fully replaced all negative self-talk during my workout. For example, if I am running and I'm like, oh my God, why am I already tired? Instead of thinking like that, I'll be like, okay, I've already hit half a mile. That's halfway done. I have halfway to go. One foot in front of the other. Just keep going. Like, things like that. That's what's motivating. Like, who gets motivated from being like, oh my God, you suck. Like, you're already out of breath. That is so discouraging. I'm embarrassed that I even used to talk to myself like that. And that it was just like natural and I didn't even like think twice about it. But here's your reminder, like, we aren't meant to belittle ourselves. We're meant to lift ourselves up. Obviously, this doesn't only relate to fitness. Like, if you're like negative self-talking to yourself about work, school, friendships, like whatever it is, like, just stop. Let's replace that with positive talk. Even like with our new puppy, like, we went to the vet yesterday and we were talking with the vet about just like how Coco's training's been going, and like our puppy bites 24/7. She's a new puppy. She's so young. Like, she means it in a playful way. But the only way that she's ever going to learn not to bite is to redirect her to like biting a chew toy. And I'm never going to like sit there and be like, bad girl, like, stop biting. Oh my gosh, why are you biting? And just like dwell on the fact that she's biting. I'm going to redirect her to the chew toy and be like, oh my gosh, good girl. Like, good job. Like, now you're biting the chew toy. That's so good. Like, same thing goes for myself. Like, positive reinforcement and positive self-talk is the way to go. Like, it's 2022. We're not being mean to ourselves anymore. We're not trying to reach our goals in this like negative mindset. Just not going to get you there. And I just can't believe that I used to do that. And I would never do that to my puppy. So why would I do that to myself? And yeah, just like talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend, your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, whoever it is, whoever's like the most important person to you in your life. How do you want them to be talked to? Yeah, that's how you should be talking to yourself. So yeah, moving on to number 4, I think it is. I just stopped putting energy into toxic friendships, which this can mean something different to everyone. For me, a toxic friendship is someone that drains you, someone who is competitive with you. Like, pay attention to how people react when you tell them good news or come to them on your good days.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, are they happy for you? Are they upset that you're like winning in life? Like, good friendships just lift each other up. They motivate each other. They're happy for each other. I have such good friendships in my life right now. I'm so happy about that because I've 100% struggled with finding friends in college, especially now. I'm not even in college anymore. I dropped out. Even before I decided to stop going to college, I was taking college classes online, which, oh my gosh, like, that is like a double negative. Not only are you in college, which I feel like everyone struggles to find their friends in college right away, and then on top of it, you aren't going in person for classes. Like, how are you even supposed to meet people? And I know a lot of people do online school, especially now, like everything going on. So I'm sure a lot of people relate to that. You're like, how do I meet these people? So yeah, by far one of my hardest struggles in college was like finding friends. So the fact that I have such good friendships surrounding me, like even with my podcast launch last week, the amount of like sweet messages my friends sent me and like genuinely being excited for the success of my first episode, and like just like the fact that I even started a podcast and like am happy with it, I'm just like in shock that I have such good people. Like, shout out to all of my friends listening. I love you so much. But yeah, that's the type of friendships I want to put energy into. I'm not going to waste my time putting energy into friendships that are just like toxic and not helping me grow. And I would rather have 2 friends than have 50 friendships that are just like half-assed friendships. I'm like an all or nothing person. Like, if you want to be my friend, no, you don't have to talk to me every single day. No, you don't have to like go above and beyond for me. Like, we're dating. But yeah, you need to 100% be loyal to me. You need to be motivating me. You need to be making me a better person, holding me accountable. I don't know. I just expect so much out of friendships. That's the type of person that I am. And I think that the friendships in our life have a direct correlation to where we are in our life, our goals, us reaching our goals. It's just as important as what we're eating, the workouts we're doing, what we're reading, what we're watching. Like, it's everything just plays in together. And removing toxic friendships was one of the best things I've ever done for myself, and replacing them with positive friendships. I just like love that. Number five is I stopped like making rules for myself that were draining to me. And I mentioned this on TikTok. I got so many comments asking me like what I meant by like rules or like examples for rules, and it's kind of hard for me to share those types of things just because I never want to like plant a seed in anyone's head. And even though if I say I stopped doing this, I don't want to just like give that idea to someone and then have them possibly start doing that, because obviously I know it was toxic for me. But for example, like when I first started my fitness journey, I've talked about this a million times. You guys have probably already watched my fitness journey video I posted on YouTube, but I had a strict workout routine, and that was my workout routine. I set a goal of amount of workouts I wanted to do, and if I like woke up and I didn't feel like going to the gym, like that wasn't an option. And like to me, that was like a rule. Whereas now if I wake up and I don't want to go to the gym, there's definitely a difference between being lazy and actually needing rest. And I've become so like in tune with my body and myself where I really do know the difference. So I just like stopped making those silly rules because every day is different. I love to live my life in the moment. And when you have rules like that, like you just aren't living your life in the moment. And obviously I love structure. There's a difference between being structured and being disciplined and then like being toxic and like setting these like rules that are unrealistic. And there's like obviously an extent to everything, and like everything can go either way, and too much of one thing isn't good. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying like, oh, I have like no rules and I'm just like living my life with no structure. You guys know that's not what I'm saying. I have so much structure in my life. We all know that. I actually feel like more structured than like the average person maybe, but it does work for me. And if it didn't, I wouldn't have structure. But anyway, yeah, I just like don't live my life with rules anymore. I just live it day to day intuitively. And I love that. Next thing that I stopped doing was having a toxic Instagram feed or just like social media feed at this point. Why are we still following people that don't bring us positive energy? You know what I mean? Like, we don't owe anyone a follow. We don't have to be consuming content that doesn't make us feel good. I've literally curated my Instagram feed to only be people who inspire me. And if I'm scrolling on social media and someone comes up and they inspire me, like, I'm gonna follow them and I'm gonna put my energy into their content rather than like following people just because. And if I do follow someone and then I notice that they no longer bring me positive vibes or they're promoting something that I don't agree with, like, there's nothing wrong with unfollowing. And yeah, it's just like not that deep. Following people that inspire you is such a good way to utilize social media. I feel like we all know that social media has such a great side to it, and then it also has such a shitty side where it can just be like taken too far. And I don't want it to be like that, especially the fact that I work in social media for my job and I'm on social media so much. Like, it needs to be a positive space for me. And it's really helped me with my fitness goals, with my health, my wellness, my mental state, the enjoyment level of being on social media. Maybe I'll even like give shout outs to people that I love their social media platform in all of my episodes, because I actually do get that question a lot, like, who do I follow? So I guess today I'll shout out Sammy Clark. She's one of my favorite fitness influencers. Not only does she have amazing workouts, but her outlook on fitness I find like very, very refreshing. I absolutely hate when you're like watching a workout video or in a workout class and the fitness instructor like relates the workout to body image. Like, obviously you guys know me, I just like don't want to be reminded of body image while I'm working out, because I work so hard day in and day out on my mindset with fitness and really focusing on like just like feeling good and being in tune with my body and how it feels, that I don't want to be working out and a fitness instructor say, oh my gosh, like work towards your bikini body. Like, what? Like, why are you making the assumption that that's why I'm here? Because I'm not here for that. And it just like kills my mood. Obviously, this doesn't mean that like that fitness instructor is like a bad person or that I don't like them. Like, it just isn't the way that I get motivated. Not everybody means something in a negative way, or they just like didn't realize what their words carried. And yeah, like it doesn't agree with me. And the point of this convo is that I really like Sammy because I feel like she's always talking about like showing up for yourself, becoming your healthiest self. And I just always feel very, very positive when I'm watching her videos. So if you're someone like me where you just really don't get motivated when someone starts talking about body image, it's just not inspirational to you, definitely try out her workouts and watch her videos, stuff like that. So Yeah, I'll give some shout outs to some of my favorite creators in my podcast episodes. Going off of like body image, number 7 is I stopped checking in the mirror every single second for fitness progress, and I started looking more inside because I would just like always walk past a mirror and like check for abs and be like, oh my gosh, do I have abs? Like, first of all, it doesn't matter. Second of all, you probably won't see changes if you're just like constantly checking. Okay, let's move on to the next one, which by the way, I've fully lost track of what number we're on. So I've probably been saying the wrong numbers this whole time. I'm like so bad at that. But let's just say it's number 7. I've fully stopped trying to change who I am and like my opinion based off of other people's opinion. This relates to everything. If I say, oh my gosh, I love this one restaurant, and then someone's like, oh really? Like, I feel like the vibe's off, I don't like it. Like, that doesn't mean that I need to stop liking it or stop going to it just because they don't like it. Like, I'm my own person, I make my own decisions. And one of my friends actually pointed this out to me and I actually really liked it. My friend Rachel Ratke, I'm sure you guys know her. I can't remember exactly, so don't quote me, but we were talking about this in regards to like fashion. And she was saying like, if she likes an outfit, she doesn't wanna like ask someone, oh my gosh, should I wear this today or no? Because she put the outfit on, she liked it, and she doesn't want them saying no to like switch her opinion on her outfit that she already liked. And it kind of like opened my eyes because I've always been the type of person to ask opinions because I feel like an extra eye is always a good thing. And to an extent it is, especially in like a creative aspect. Like we all know, like in school, if you like write an essay or something, having a second person look it over is always a good idea. But to an extent, like make sure that you are still prioritizing your opinion, because we don't want other people's opinions to like sway what we think and who we truly are. And yeah, I've learned my lesson with this. Like even with like social media, if someone thinks what I'm doing is cringe, like that's just like cringy of them to even be like putting me down. So why would I change what I'm doing? Like if you think it's cringy of me to be filming a TikTok video in my kitchen dancing or something, like okay, you can totally feel like that's cringy. It might be cringy, but I enjoy it. I'm still gonna do it. I'm not gonna stop doing that just because you find it cringy. And also on the flip side of it, like me with creating content, like I'm not gonna change my content just because like something else could perform better, you know? Like I'm not gonna like clickbait my videos and put toxic titles to get people to watch my videos just so that I can grow on social media when I know like that doesn't fit with me and like what I want for my social media, you know what I mean? So the way that you guys can relate that into your lives, like if you love something and people are in your ear trying to change your direction or trying to tell you it's cringy or whatever it is, like this could go off of so many different topics. Just stay true to who you are. Stop changing you to please others because you're just as important. Those are my 7 things that I stopped doing and they have completely changed my life. Yes, I like to focus on things I add into my life. That's how I've like reached all my goals. But I also love to be like in tune with myself and know exactly like what doesn't work. And I feel like all of those things were definitely things that don't work and I stopped doing. Another thing I could add is alcohol. I talked about this a few times in the past week on my social media, on YouTube, also on my last podcast episode. That's another example of something that I realized just didn't fit well with my life and I stopped doing it. And it's made me happier. Like all of these things that I stopped doing resulted in me being happier. So that's just like a sign that I wasn't meant to be doing those things. And yeah, I feel like the end of the year, the beginning of the year is such a good time also to reflect. I know in my last episode, I left you guys with a journal prompt, which was, what are you guys most proud of yourselves for doing or accomplishing in the past year? And when I was journaling this past week, I was really like thinking about those things. And these are all things that I was like proud of myself for really realizing didn't work for me anymore and changing them. So yeah, we love an in tune queen. I feel very in tune with myself and I'm excited to continue to learn this year, make mistakes, learn from them, reach my goals, all of those things. Also just like reading through your guys' DMs this past week and stuff. I know a lot of you guys had messaged me after listening to my first episode and a lot of you guys were saying that you listen to like podcasts when you're on a walk or just to like feel motivated. And I do the exact same thing. So I'm definitely gonna fill this next year with like just motivation, inspiration, content. I wanna focus on finding new podcasts and new YouTube channels and just like fill my life with things that motivate me, inspire me. And I feel like people don't realize how important everything that we're consuming is for us. And that doesn't stop at just like diet and what you are eating. It's also what you're consuming, what you're reading, the friendships that you're consuming, the energy you're consuming, just everything. And yeah, I'm feeling motivated, inspired, hopeful for this next year, especially this next week. Like I said, this is my favorite week of the year. I'm excited. I need to find a new Netflix show to replace Emily in Paris because, like I said, I finished it so quickly and I've been laying low, like I said. And I'm probably going to continue doing that even though it is the new year. I don't really have any New Year's plans. I do want to make New Year's plans because I do love like going out and seeing friends and stuff like that. I feel like with a new puppy, it's been hard to do that. Like Hunter and I have had no social life at all. It's funny because right before we got Coco, which if you guys don't know, we got our puppy and had like no plan of getting our puppy at all. Like we got our puppy like a week after seeing the Instagram post that she was available. So we were not prepared. Yes, we knew we wanted a dog in the future. We just did not know when. So it was like definitely a curveball. And we've had zero social life ever since we got her because obviously you can't leave a puppy alone and we don't want to leave her. Yes, I could leave her with Hunter and like go on a trip or whatever, but neither of us like want to miss her growing up. It's like so fun. And also it's a lot of work. So Hunter or I would just like not be able to do it alone. But it's funny because I like definitely thought that I was going to like travel a bunch in the next coming weeks and like go out of town for New Year's and whatever. Like I was just like in the mindset where I was going to be like go, 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 and just like living my life to the fullest, which I'm still living my life to the fullest, but in a different way. So the direction of my life definitely changed very drastically. And I'm like totally okay with that. Even though I am a very structured person, I'm so open to change and living my life in the moment. And it definitely taught me a lesson with Coco that I just am not in control of everything in my life. So yeah, I don't know what I'm doing for New Year's. Hopefully you guys saw on my Instagram that I did something fun. At this moment, I'm recording December 28th. So it's a Tuesday. So New Year's isn't for another week. When I said at the beginning that one of my goals this year was to focus on like friendships, I think a really good way of that is like saying yes to like going out. And like when I say going out, I don't mean like going to a party unless you like going to parties. Like I love going out in that way. I also love going out as in like going to Zara, going to eat, going to coffee, going to a friend's house, having a friend come to me. Like that's what I mean when I say going out. So I'm excited to do that. Try and get out of my apartment a little bit more. I know I'm like super into staying in and stuff and like laying low right now, but I also know for my mental health, I love like seeing people and stuff. So I need to find a good balance between that. So I'm going to leave you guys with a journal prompt to journal about this week like I did last week. I'm going to do this in every episode. My journal prompt this week is, how do you want to feel at the end of 2022? So really like look into the future, look at your goals. How do you want to feel at the end? I haven't like journaled about this yet either. So I'm going to be doing this week too. And then I can touch on it in my next episode, like how I want to feel. And yeah, I think it'll be a good way for us to get even more excited and hopeful for the next year. And I hope you guys enjoyed this second episode. It was so fun chatting with you guys, drinking my Starbucks, and just fueling my inspo again for the second week in a row. This episode is probably going to be one of my favorite ones. Definitely let me know if you guys have any other episode ideas you want me to touch on. My next few episodes are going to be with some guests, so I'm excited to add that element into the podcast. I feel like you guys are really going to enjoy that. And I think it's going to add a really fun dynamic because, yes, I really want this podcast to be deep, motivational, about self-love, self-care. But at the same time, I'm also such like a girl's girl and a friendship girl. I'm excited for you guys to see that side of my personality where I definitely am not always this like super deep, I almost said like emotional. I'm definitely not like an emotional person. I'm just like a deep in tune and motivated person. But at the same time, I can also like be very goofy and joking and just like get into silly moods. So I'm excited for you guys to see that as well. Excited for different guests to show you guys their personality. Definitely leave me some guest suggestions as well. And also follow the podcast Instagram. I'm so excited that a lot of you guys already have. I'm going to post a bunch of like reels on there and just like use that as another platform to motivate you guys. So definitely follow me on there. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I will see you next Monday. Go treat yourself after listening to this. Get yourself a Starbucks. Make your favorite food. Order your favorite food, whatever it is. And I love you, and I will see you in the next episode.